The short-term works they carried out was they discovered that there was pipes blocked with rubbish and branches and foliage and stuff like that, and it took them a week, but they got it sorted out. That's very welcome, but in doing that, they discovered that there also needs to be an upgrade of the pipes from 600 to 900 mil, and they're working now with the TIA, and that will be the long-term strategy to address the issues of flooding at the dry arch roundabout.
And Councillor Michael McBride also proposed that a maintenance programme be put in place so that issues that we have seen don't occur again.
Yeah, that's something we need to be doing as well. And during our discussions last week at a workshop, when we were discussing the problems at the dry arch, that we asked that they would put in place a guard to prevent foliage and branches and rubbish coming down and blocking the pipes, and they said that they would do that as well. The good thing about this here is that the TIA are involved, Transport Infrastructure Ireland, and they would have the finances necessary to upgrade the pipe system and also to put in the bulkhead barriers to prevent foliage and all going down into the pipe and blocking it up. So yes, look, we're happy enough with the response. We just hope now that we can do the work and get it done as soon as possible to prevent any further flooding in that area.